fiscal year 18 revenue report and request for advance. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, at this time of the year, the Treasurer's Office distributes the second half of the taxes to the various boards and the districts, and everybody gets their money at that time. And one of the issues that's come up for us, if you recall, we've had the Vanguard lawsuit. We had $2 million worth of taxes that were paid at the beginning of the tax year, but the second half of the taxes were not paid. So we're short. And we've got two boards that this affects, one of them being the museum board, the other being the library board. Museum board because they budget basically for what they're going to distribute to the two museums and a little bit of money to do some museum board work. That's it. They don't have a reserve. And the library also budgets tight, and they, you know, they can't take a hit that's very big. So the other boards, the reason why that they're probably going to be okay and we need to watch them is just because the Fair Board has a budget that I pay from, or I pay from it. So, and that's the fairgrounds budget. So I budget for the fairgrounds, then that's Jay's salary and all the expense to run the fairgrounds, but then that money gets funded from the Fair Board. It doesn't come out of the county's general fund. Same thing with the ice arena, and it's connected to the rec board. So we feel that we've probably got enough money left in those two budgets to be able to take care of this shortage that they have. But we have no place to go for the museum and for the library. So Roxanna and I, we'd gotten some phone calls from these boards because they're like, we're short. And we went back and started looking at where we're short. Well, yeah, we are short because we didn't get the taxes paid. We don't know when those taxes will get paid because, as you know, Vanguard's in appeal right now. And so we sat down last week and we first called and talked to our accountant, and then we called and talked to our attorney and said, geez, what are we going to do? Because it's not these two boards' fault that we're in this bankruptcy deal, and we need to make them whole. So in talking to Paul, he basically, well, what he did is he basically said that, you know, you've got a couple ways that you can deal with this, but you should make them whole, but then you're also going to have to, wherever that money comes from, you're going to have to repay that money that you've taken.
Right.
And we talked to John McKinley, and John, our biggest question for him was that, okay, we've got this going on, we've got this bankruptcy, we didn't get the payments, but the other part of that is that we've got payments that we're making during the year for these NOVCs. And how do we deal with those when we approve our budget in July, we get an NOVC in October, and we have to set up a payment schedule because it's over our threshold of $250,000. And how do we do that? And how far out can we push that? And we have to be mindful of the school districts primarily because they're the guys that don't have any money. And so we talked at length about that, and I think we've come up with a great plan to be able to address those in that. The law says that we have to make equal annual payments. So that doesn't tell us that we've got to make five payments, or, you know, we could make 10 payments, we could make 15, we could make however many payments we make, as long as we make equal annual payments. And we have to make 5 years of equal annual payments to repay the taxes if we decide to put them on a payment plan. Then we talked about when can we start that. And we did decide that when everyone does come, that we need to negotiate with that company and say, okay, so your NOVC is in October, but we have no way to pay you until next budget for a year. We have to wait a year out to start, or something like that, and negotiate with them. Now, it's possible that they aren't going to want to go for that. They're going to want their money right away. But you have to realize that most of these NOVCs are years old, and we've already spent that money. You know, and it's money that's going to be coming back to their books, but it's off of our books. We've distributed it. It's gone. So he has suggested that we set up an account that we're able to backfill by advance the boards and entities that are going to be shorted. So the one idea that I had was, is like, okay, so let's make a reserve. Let's make a reserve for this. And then he's like, no. He says using a reserve is fine. He says, but make a reserve that you have access to that you can move by motion of the board to be able to fill
without transfer.
Well, it's going to be a budget transfer. Well, it's not either. It's going to be a cash advance is what it's going to be. Is what we're going to ask you for at the end of this story. But it's going to be from the county's general fund cash that we're going to give to the boards. Then, and I've got two things mixed up here, because the other part of this is what we're going to do to the future with this. But this specific one that we're talking to you about now with Vanguard and with the library and the museum, we want to take money from our tax abatement reserve. That would be where the money would be from our cash, and make those two boards whole. But we're going to put the stipulation on that when the Vanguard money comes, that it replaces the money that we have taken, as opposed to going to the general fund and get spent on something else.
Is that when it comes or if and when it comes?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be if and when it comes, because two things are out there. Number one, we won in district court on the Vanguard case, and we're told to be made whole. That's what they've appealed. They've asked for a refund of their first half taxes, which we've already spent, and they haven't paid their second half taxes, which we're going to be out if we lose.
So what you're asking for then is a solution for the now, and then a proposal to help establish something for the future.
So my solution for now is we need to advance cash from the general fund to make those two boards whole, and we need to do that right now. Mm-hmm. Because this is for the current budget, which ends in 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. Then.
This would be from the cash reserve.
No, it's going to be out of our cash money.
General fund.
It's just our general fund money.
Yeah.
We have enough in there to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But if this would all fall apart and we would not get the money from Vanguard, then the county's general fund is just going to be out that money.
That's right.
Sure, okay.
We're going to be the one that will get hit.
Yes. Okay.
So that's that part of this. The dollar amount that we need to make that advance is $58,866.27, with $45,264.33 going to the library and $13,601.94 going to the museum. So that's the cash we need to distribute now,
right,
to make those boards whole.
So we basically just need to make a motion to do that?
To allow us to make
to
it.
To allow you to make
to
the
advance
trans.
The cash. Yeah, to advance the cash.
Advance the cash from the general fund.
Yeah.
So okay. Is there any account that this comes out of? Or that's what I'm not quite clear on.
No.
No.
No, it's going to come just out of our cash.
General fund cash.
Yeah.
Suburban account.
Yeah.
It comes out of the suburban account. That's exactly what it is.
Keep trying to make that
well,
money.
Exactly. So then the next step. The next step is what? Okay, so we're out $58,000.
Right.
We're going to make a statement, or we're going to make a declaration that the Vanguard money, that $58,000 will come out of the Vanguard money, will go to the general fund of the county
that.
To replenish that when it comes.
58,000 of it.
Yeah, so we'll take that.
Yeah, are you going to just round that up for us, or do you want to?
No, I want exactly that.
I want it exactly so that it can come back in exactly that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then the other piece of this is that, like I said, we've got, we're going to have these ongoing NOVCs. So forget about Vanguard and the library and the museum now, and let's talk about the future going with these NOVCs and what we're going to do. So remember, we have the Encana payment that we're making, and we're writing checks for that every year. And we have that budgeted in our line, in our budget. Then we have some other payments that we've incurred over the last year that we're making by credit and debit. But that's still money that's not coming in that we're that's we've budgeted that we're not collecting, even though we're given a credit. So we're going to balance those payments. And you'll see that when we have the final budget. I'm going to have a payments line item or something. I haven't figured out what I'm going to call it yet. But what this is remember shrink? This is shrink. Shrink is when you didn't get paid the taxes. And you have money budgeted to cover the taxes you didn't get paid for. That's what we're talking about. So for years and years, for as long as I've been here, we used to budget for shrink. And we do like 10% of whatever the budget was. We had just a line item in there for that. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of didn't know what it was for, and what is this? So we quit doing it. But if you'll remember, when we do our NOVCs, those are reductions. But we get supplementals also that are payments to us.
Unanticipated revenue.
Yeah. Yeah. And forever, the supplementals have been greater than the abatements, the NOVCs, until now.
Until we got,
until
we're
now.
We're paying back like over $20 million between Encana and QEP and all the rest of them.
Hmm. Yeah. So we're at that point now where we're going to have to be ready to take care of those payments as they come, and we're going to make the plan for that, which you'll see reflected in the new budget, because each of these boards will be reserving money. They'll have part of their budget that will go into those payments that Roxana will make. And again, the payments are debits and credits. It isn't money, except for Encana.
Encana and Sweppy.
Yeah.
Sweppy's
a payment, too.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and then we also will make a procedure for how, like I said, when you get one that comes in that we can't push to the next budget so we can budget for it.
Okay.
Because I'm sure we might get some of those too. But.
Okay.
Anyway, are you totally confused now? It took us a while. It took us a whole morning to figure all this stuff out the other day.
I'm glad you came to us with the Reader's Digest condensed version.
Yeah, well.
So, Roxana, what you're saying is we're paying back $20 million that we've already spent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why it's spread out over 5 years. Yeah. Actually, total, it's probably spread out over 7 or 8 years.
How many years into that are we here?
We've got two more years for Encana, and it was the first one.
Yeah, because we just made the third payment, right, on Encana?
Yeah.
So we got two more to go. But see, the Encana payment... The Encana payment just for the general fund this year is $524,000.
So are we going to have another shrink account or an NOVC reserve? Are we going to budget for that?
Yeah. And see, I kind of already did that. When we did the Encana thing, remember we had quite the discussion about whether we should just pay it off or whether we should spread it over time. And everybody, well...
School.
Wheaton passed and the county were ready to pay it off, and the schools couldn't afford it. And that's the whole deal here, is that the schools can't afford these things. They can't afford to take care of them as they come. They got to have a easy payment plan. So at that point in time, I set up this abatement reserve account or tax reduction, or I forget what I call it. I got it in there. But I have $2 million in there right now with the intention that that would have been what it would have taken us to pay off Encana, just for the general fund, as opposed to paying out 5 years. So I started, I've already got the money in place, and that's where I planned it, you know, where we'll make this loan from, and say that the $58,000 that needs to be returned once we get the Vanguard thing straightened out. And then if we have to do that kind of thing again, I've got that money sitting there. I don't have to go looking for, geez, have we got extra sales tax or something?
Right.
We'll have it available. And then we can then manage also everything through the general fund with this board instead of us having to negotiate with all of the other boards or whatever. You know, if we've got to do something like that, it could get to be a real mess. And we don't have time to mess around. These guys have got bills to pay.
Right.
We've got to get their funding to them and close out the year, you know. And that was another issue, too, that we talked about. We wanted to take care of all of this in this budget year so that we didn't have it spread over 2 years.
So what's the exact amount?
$58,866.27. And it's a cash advance.
Okay.
So we need a motion to... get a cash advance from the general fund cash account in the amount of $58,866.28.
To authorize them to.
To authorize them. I'd make that motion.
Yeah.
Is that 28 or 27 cents?
27. We want it down to the penny.
You said 28.
That's right. I just did that.
58,866.27.
Right. It has been moved and seconded that we authorize the county treasurer and county clerk for a cash advance in the amount of $58,866.27. We don't have to say why. Okay. Any further discussion?
Repeat that, Matt.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right, advance the cash.
Okay.
As you know, the changing of the guard's happening. All right, this is all going to be documented somewhere yeah. So the new person can.
You got it.
Come on.
Okay. Well, and the other part of it is that we are going to have some documentation.
So
procedurally, I think we need to put the procedure down on in writing of what happens when one of these NOVCs shows up. So first thing is, phone call to John, negotiate the payment, then set the payment up, however you're going to do it.
And reestablish that account to pay it out of?
The shrink?
The shrink account?
No, she's got that account.
No, I've got her, yeah. No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going
to... We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the cash... to be able to operate, to take care of that. But we want to be able to manage all of that here.
Right.
As opposed to have a shrink account for each board and have to, you know, to deal
well,
with all of that.
I think what he's saying is a shrink account within our budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to set up the payments account, and that'll be the one that we'll use.
Okay.
So it will be
so,
an
account. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a name.
I don't.
Just don't call it a shrink.
I'm not going to call it a shrink because everybody will go like, what's shrink mean?
Nobody knows what it means anyway.
Yeah.
It's when we don't get the taxes.
Yeah, when we don't
call
get
right.
The
an OVC account.
That's
yeah.
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 Yeah. What's an OVC? Notice of valuation change. And they come from the state.
We signed four of them today.
Oh, wow.
But they're little.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's usually on production, correct?
Mm, not necessarily.
All right, ladies, thank you.
Are they production? Yeah. I was thinking, no, we've seen some on personal property.
I didn't think so. But I would have to verify that with Janice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sorting out what we needed to do before you got here.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, we didn't know what we were going to do, so.
For a while.
Like Mary said, we spent a morning discussing.
But it was good because at least we found out how we can deal with these. Because we figured, we didn't ever know that we were going to have more than one. And
well,
then we got
nice
a bunch.
It's nice that we have the money to do it. I'd hate to be a county that spent the money,
right,
and then all of a sudden...
Well, if we didn't have that, the school districts would be in trouble.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Cool. All right,
okay,
thank
okay,
you. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. What we have been looking forward to all day. Continuation
of
our budget workshop.
You've been looking forward to the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah, that I have.
Would you sign the TANF grant?
Yep.
Contract?
So did you get your answers to that advertisement on there?
Oh.
Can I get you guys to sign my election
Absolutely.
Equipment?
Oh,
this
election
is for my election
equipment. Whoa. But there's grant money there, right?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be... We should be able to recover... I don't know how much. We'll recover some of that money,
some
though.
Of it.
Yeah. Maybe all of it.
Yay.
So,
Too smart.
So, Mr. Chairman, at this point, I have... just to get you up to speed on what's happened since we had our hearings 2 weeks ago, I've gone back and we've taken our forms through a few more iterations. I've included wages. I've included all those things that we changed, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So everything's in the budget at this point. I don't have a final number yet because I still got some parts and pieces that we need to resolve, and those are the questions that I'm going to ask you about today. And so I'm at the point where I have the general fund, which the general fund is the money that I need to operate the county, being the insurance and retirement. There's a whole bunch of things that are in the general fund. I carry the construction projects in there so we can audit them easier. The nonprofits are in there. This is kind of like all of the cleanup that isn't a specific budget. So there's a few things that I have some questions about for you.
Okay.
And I know there were a few things that you had questions about also.
And we were still deliberating.
And you were deliberating.
Right.
So that's the point, I think, today for me here is to get the rest of your thoughts down of whatever you're concerned about, or if there's some more work you need for me to do to get your questions answered, but I want to make sure that I got all my questions answered so I can finish up. Because what happens now is we'll pay today's bills. We will amend the existing budget because I'll do another amendment on the 3rd of July to make sure that everything is balanced. Then after we pay the bills on the 3rd of July, then we'll calculate how much money we've got, that we still are carryover money. And then I determine from that what we'll tax. So that's what's left to do. So, but I've got to get all the expenditure side put together. And then we're still in the process of collecting revenues for the budget that we're currently in. So Roxanna and I are still working on revenue stuff right now, like the PILT payment. You know, it's like, okay, we need to verify that. But we get a lot of payments in June at the end of the budget year, which, you know, we're lucky that we're able to front the money for a lot of stuff that we do. But anyway, so that's where we're at in the budget process. So you'll see an advertisement for an adjustment that'll come right at the end of the month, and there shouldn't be too much. I'm going to put payments back in that we've received, any unanticipated revenue, and then if we've got some accounts that we need to balance, and I know the commissioner's account's way out of whack because of the consultants that
yeah.
we've hired and the grant funds that we've
right.
gotten for those projects and stuff. So anyway, I got to get those back into the black because it's illegal for us to be in the red at the end of the year.
Right.
So anyway, but that's that. So as far as I'm going to start off with, I got all kinds of notes and papers here. So,
Mr. Chairman,
go right ahead.
Couple things that I was going to tell you about. Okay, so if you'll remember last year we had a line item that was called Ready for Workforce, and it's an interim or an intern project. Last year we had three kids. We started out with three kids. We ended up with two. I've got $250 left, but this year we have one kid, and it's $325, so it's $75 to continue to do that. I have the, and I've got it listed here and I need to change it, the Sublette County simulcast account, which I put $3 million in, that's the Harris project. I'm going to put $2 million to that project just to make sure we get through all of the little doodads that we need to do, because we're going to have concrete and we're going to have... we're going to have a few other expenses that go along with that, so...
Recording systems.
The what?
Recorders.
Recording, yeah. Redundant recorder. Right.
Whatever that is about, yeah.
So that's called a simulcast account? That's how it's...
SIRS.
It should be SIRS.
Interoperative Radio System.
You picked the name.
No, he didn't. He did.
he picked it. We just looked. What's that? Sublette Interoperative
Radio System.
SIRS.
Yep, SIRS.
S-O-R-S.
S-I-R-S.
S-I-R-S.
Interoperable.
Okay. Otherwise, it'd be SORS. That's better. It's been a sore. Anyway. Go ahead.
Then I have a question for you as far as WPLI. We had a budget last year for WPLI for funding.
Yeah.
And actually, it's interesting. This report that I have was pulled. I was pulled in April, so we've had some expenses since. We put $15,000 in there, and we hadn't at that point spent $1,000 yet. Are we going to have any more expense? Do you think, or I, you know?
I don't think so.
I don't see any reason.
Okay.
Roll it
back.
We're
just going to have to decide what to do with the information we got.
That's it. When it finally comes to us.
Where it is, it's coming in July.
Okay.
We actually got it from Steve Smith, though.
Well, yeah, that's
true. Does that mean they're going to get on their agenda?
They're supposedly supposed to present it to us.
And present it.
Yeah. So.
That'll be a great day. You can dissolve that line item.
You know, we're not sending them back, so I don't think we need the money.
Okay. So I'll zero that line item out.
I'm not willing to send them back.
It won't get any better.
They don't want it back.
No, they don't.
They want to be done, yeah.
I think they've agreed to disagree, and that's the end of the story.
So I'm going to go back here just a second. So... I've got this, so I'm going to run through the different nonprofits in case you have anything you want to say or are concerned. The Big Piney Seniors, the Pinedale Seniors, which is Rendezvous Point, Sublette.
I think we're good.
Safe Task Force, remember they ask us for some money and then they get TANF money as well.
Right.
One of the TANF receivers. The preschool. The Big Piney Food Closet, the Learning Center.
Right. And those are, we agreed we was going to put some money in for a fridge for the food closet, have that money available in case the fridge went down, right?
Well,
right.
And I think what we'll do, let's do the funding for this, but that's Andre. That's
you
maintenance.
You said you're going to run it through Andre.
We run that through Andre. Okay.
Yeah.
Stove was another one.
So are you doing the same thing with the oven for...
Yes.
You're going to do that
Say
through
that
Andre.
With a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah. You'll do that one through
I've
Andre.
Lost a lot of my life over the stove over there because we were fighting over 2 inches of a...
space.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's big stuff.
Okay.
Discovery Center, Let's see, our scholarship, we decided that this morning. Big Brothers Big Sisters. They are also they've asked us for $30,000, and they are a TANF recipient.
What did we give them last year?
We gave them 25.
And they asked for 30 this year.
They asked for 30 this year. With their TANF money, it would be $33,561.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get $35,61 from TANF, $30,000 from their request for the county.
They're going to get $3,500.
Yeah.
From TANF.
Right.
Yeah. Not $35,000. Okay. Gentlemen,
I believe that, yeah, we won't give it up. You know how I feel. There's a lot of money to help one match for the last 2 years.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I think in my thinking, in light of the fact that it appears the schools are not referring anybody to the program, it doesn't seem like we ought to fund it until something changes.
Okay.
I'm in accordance with that.
Gentlemen?
I don't see any widespread use or even minimal use for it or involvement in the county, so I have trouble with that too.
Through the discussion, when you talk to people, it's just going great guns, and then you kind of peel the onion back, and there's nothing going on. So I kind of fall into line with the other commissioners.
I didn't see that there was a whole lot of return on that investment. Mm-hmm. One match in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. 2 years would be 60 grand or
60 roughly. Grand worth
50 grand for
worth.
One kid to mm-hmm. have a mentor, which I fully believe in, but that's too much money for that program.
Okay, so it sounds like we're probably going to back out of funding that one.
Okay, so just the TANF money?
Just the TANF money.
Okay.
And I think they're going to get funding from
elsewhere.
Temporary assistance
to needy families.
Mm-hmm. It's federal money that flows through the state. Okay, then the visitor center. Their request was for $33,816. Last year was $38,442. And you had told them last year you were going to reduce them $10,000. This year, yeah. So the $10,000 reduction is $28,422.
Okay. Any further thoughts on that?
Well, I don't, just from our discussion with them, I'm not sure they got their accounting straightened out in terms of separating the money from the Visitor Center and the Chamber of Commerce. I have no problem sticking with what we told them last year and cutting them $10,000, but I do have a concern going forward that money is accounted for and purely going in to support the Visitor Center and not the Chamber or the
vice versa.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I mean, the money's supposed to be going for
right.
the Visitor Center.
It's supposed to be going to the Visitor Center.
Not for the
I
Chamber
believe
of
we're
Commerce.
Supporting the Chamber.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would like to, I have no problem with going with the reduction we stated, but I'd like to have the assurance that they've got that can follow that money to assure us it's going into the operation of the Visitor Center.
There's an accounting of that.
Yep.
So
a creative accounting.
So what we need to do is that when we they bill me monthly for their money,
mm-hmm.
so I don't give them a lump sum check. But what we should do is say that we need to be assured that the money is being used for the Visitor Center mm-hmm. and not to support the Chamber.
We also had discussion about Matt looking into that contract because they said that it was
right with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes,
but I got to thinking about that, and I think that's no different than contracting with anybody else to run our building.
Okay.
So I don't think it's as important that the contract is with the Visitor Center,
I don't mind
chamber.
That, but how do we know that the tenants that are in there is going towards supporting the Visitor Center and not the Chamber?
Well, yeah, I
see
don't
what
think
I'm saying.
So the contract doesn't say anything about that. What the contract says is that the lessee has the ability to lease or sublet, grant, concession, or license the use of the second floor. But the lessee has to run the first floor
right.
of the building. But, you know, the whole discussion at that point in time was is if they rented those offices upstairs, that would reduce the amount of money that they would need to run the visitor center. When we negotiated this lease, the chamber was going to do all of that stuff on their own, and we weren't going to pay. We signed the lease, and then it's like, oh, we don't have any money to run the visitor center. So,
no,
you know.
Which was supposed to come from rental of the rooms upstairs.
Yeah. Rental of the rooms upstairs and the, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I just love to ask questions that I know the answers to. So I won't ask. Who put this all together? This was before our time.
Well, it was in November of 2007.
Is there a signature on that? Or?
There is, Bill Kramer.
Oh,
he's still here.
He was the commissioner, but mm-hmm. was there anybody else's?
Callie McKee.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. That was in place before my time.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic.
Yes.
I can be at times.
All right. You know,
I don't know any way about
when we started this. Yeah. When we started this process of defunding them, that was when Commissioner Latta was on here, Commissioner Bowsman and myself, and we agreed to rather than giving them the big shock in one shot, we'd give them $10,000 a year, and I guess we better stick with that. Although $10,000 less each year until it is done. Although I would love to expedite that, but that is what we agree.
So do we want to express a willingness to sit down with the town and the Chamber of Commerce have a discussion about operation of the visitor center?
Yep. Probably ought to have the tourism board at that meeting mm-hmm. also.
Everybody that's
well at that time
source of funding.
Yep.
You know, it could be brought up that we're thinking about pulling out of this completely.
Completely.
And because of the money from the lodging tax and all that kind of stuff, where is that going?
Perhaps that is a discussion we can have in this budget year.
Well, and so the thing of it is they've got three offices rented now. Remember mm-hmm. when
well,
Rachel
making $1,500 a month.
And right. Rachel, remember Rachel came in
before
and we struggled. Yeah, but we struggled to get rented.
Yeah.
And then now we've got three offices and we're giving them the money to pay the utilities. We're taking care of, I mean, one thing that screams out of that lease agreement is they're supposed to be in charge of all the maintenance and janitor and stuff. And we're doing all of that. On top of the money we're giving them to operate.
Well, we're not even sure if the money from the lease is going into the visitor center account or if it's going to the...
It's not. It's going into
the chamber. It's going to the chamber.
So that's a problem.
Because
our lease is with the chamber. Yeah.
Right.
So when you talk about economic development and what the county is doing for economic... This is a large part of economic development that we're contributing and have been for quite some time.
And I'm even going to be as bold to say that the county is the number one leader in economic development.
Make the list. Absolutely. It is.
So are we going to get together with these other entities? Is that something, Mary, that you set up for us? Or
that's what we need to get organized so that we can discuss this and get this hammered out. We'll stay with what we thought about what we decided to do on funding them this year at $28,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And have them have a meeting.
Sure.
Preferably after the first of the year.
No way.
No way.
I thought you'd get that by one. You could buy us, huh?
Yeah.
Do it in August.
Yeah.
We could have it at the Den, so we could, if we do it in January, because we could all go in the new Suburban.
Yeah, the only thing coming after, yeah, the two things coming after the first of the year, the new Suburban and your retirement party.
I'm scared of who your new chairman's going to be.
Joel's ignoring everything.
I'm reading this lease, and the lease isn't being complied with.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, carry on, Mary.
Okay, so the next item I've got on here is the, and we don't know, the Conservation District remodel. We haven't got a clue for a number on it right now.
Still do.
I can report a little bit. Okay. I talked to the state conservationist in Casper, and just expressed the importance of USDA being housed with the district. It's been that way for years. And evidently they've been doing some talking, and it sounds like they're going to be able to address the issues they need to be able to, to be housed in there. So I think, didn't Mike respond to copy you saying they moving forward with a proposal?
I don't know what he's doing. The only part that I know is that Todd is meeting with the architect here in Pinedale at the building tomorrow
to talk about
the price for the architecture over there. But if we're bringing NRCS back in again,
that changes it.
Then that changes the deal, and the price goes back up again. So yeah, it's well, like
maybe,
we got to. I mean,
because of the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, so how long are these guys going to wait? Right. And how long can they wait? I don't know.
Well, those are things we're talking about. Okay.
So, but what will happen here is once we figure this out, I want to make sure that we've got the money to fund that project here.
I think we better put the whole thing in there just in case it happens.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait here for a little bit, for a week or so. I might know more in a week or so.
True.
And so I'll call the ball on this one.
The budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if not, the other thing that we might consider, too, is as we see how the rest of the year goes, is we might want to make an adjustment before I leave.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could do something in December to line the budget out. If there's some stuff that's hanging.
That's true. Yeah, you can do a budget
adjustment. Anyway, I have a line item for the Big Piney Airport Board thing, but I don't know. They're paying for the building once we get the price, I believe. I think that's in their budget. We've still been supporting them with Todd, and there might be a little bit more that we need to do there.
Okay.
But I'm going to wait here for a couple weeks before I decide what that number should be.
Okay.
Then I've got Pregnancy Resource Center. If you recall, they are a TANF recipient also. So our TANF grant is for them is $17,421, and that's passed through.
And that's simply TANF money. None of that.
Right.
Comes from
no county money. Yeah.
No county money.
Predator control. They ask for 80. You knocked them down to 60.
That was because they had money. They had a ton of money in.
They've got reserve.
Yeah. Then Veteran Services, I need to coordinate with Sweetwater County and find out what that amount is from them, and I haven't heard from them. Then we've got Home-Based Family Services. That's another TANF recipient. We have four TANF recipients, and that amount is $7,759. We did the $1,000 request from Happy Endings, but I still don't know if we spent any money this year or not.
Right.
So I'll check on that. I've been tracking what we've been spending on Skyline Rocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm also tracking how much we're getting in, and it should wash.
It wasn't.
But, well, I haven't got all my payments in, so I don't know.
Okay.
But I'll put something in there. I don't know what it's going to be yet. So, Van Vleck House, $45,000, and we've given them $45,000 forever. Conservation District, their budget request was the same as last year. And then I've got CLG, Coalition of Governments, and
just,
that's...
Just quickly on Conservation District.
Yep.
After they get into the building, they were going to save X amount of money, and then they were going to make that adjustment on their budget, but that's not going to be reflected this year, obviously.
Right. Yeah, because of the agreement that you guys had, we've been funding their rent.
Yeah.
And they should be reducing
their
budget request by their rent.
For 6 months?
After they get moved.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'll leave that alone and let you guys take care of
that. Make us a note for that for next year?
Yeah.
What was that?
Conservation District. They're supposed to reduce their budget request by the amount of their rent.
Yeah.
Okay, then CLG.
How's everybody else doing on CLG?
It's been 30,000.
Are the other counties contributing, Joel?
As far as I know, they are.
Okay. So,
I think they're meeting again tomorrow, but I don't normally. I don't know how long. It's been a long time since I went down there. I've been on the phone a few times, but if you looked at Cody's comments on the Boulder travel management plan, they're very in-depth.
Yeah.
And I got an idea if we just went out on our own and hired that firm to do what they do for us through CLG.
It'd be a lot more.
Probably cost us more money. Yeah.
They cut CLG a heck of a deal.
Oh, they do.
They do. I realize that. Tom?
I just wanted to add that we also put $10,000 into the conservation budget for CLG. So there's $40,000 going to
for CLG also.
That's all I
Okay.
I guess I don't know what CLG's done for us in the last year before, whatever. I know we get a lot of money, but I don't know what
for the most part, the Connie Brooks law firm will comment for all the CLG as cooperating agencies on all the federal stuff.
Yeah.
Including Forest Service documents. Some of them they haven't, like we got some FINERPA money. Was that specific to the Upper Green, Mary?
We've got two FINERPAs. One's Upper Green, and the other one was for the...
The appeal or protest of the temporary non-renewable.
Yeah.
TNR.
Do you, Joel, know if they've corrected their situation with Connie Brooks as far as being in the red with her?
I don't know every year.
I don't think they ever will.
They've been in the red.
It was significant, though, and they were wanting more money from all of their...
Well, they're going to have to convince the governor's office they need more FINERPA money if they're going to do that. And that's between, there's room for better communication between CLG and the governor's office. But I hesitate to stick my nose in it because anytime we need CLG or anytime we need FINERPA money, it's been as simple as picking up the phone and saying what we need it for, and the next day we have it.
The benefit I see of CLG is simply Connie Brooks' law office.
That's the big benefit.
And they get a huge discount. I mean, like Joel said, if we were paying for Connie's services directly, it'd probably be three times what CLG gets charged.
What does Lincoln County pay?
Same thing.
Same.
$30,000 in their conservation.
Lincoln, Uinta, Sweetwater. And is Uinta still in there?
Yeah, Uinta, Lincoln, Sweetwater, and Sutton mainly.
Yeah.
And then sometimes Carbon County. Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're out.
Are you saying CL?
Yeah.
CL.
Coalition of Local Governments.
So,
Fremont
anyway.
County at one time was in. Then they got out, and then they needed Connie for something. Couldn't afford her.
There is that, but I think at this point we're still getting the bang for the buck on that money, even though
There is some advantage to having some of these letters they send out that's basically a coalition of counties and not just individual counties.
Not just, because if something affects our county, of course we're going to send a letter out. But if the other counties join in with us on
it,
that,
it adds strength to it.
It does.
To some extent.
I think part of the thing is that you've got somebody there that knows the lingo that can write the letters and that type of thing. Because I don't know where that would come from if we didn't have some, if we weren't paying those guys that.
We'd have to contract.
I know I'm not capable of doing what Cody does.
Right.
Like, into that much detail. Right. I can't do it without his help.
Go ahead, Tom.
This is kind of off base a little bit, but it sparked a question for Joel. In my conversation with Kent just recently, he said that the BLM was tied together, the leases with like Noble Basin and some other leases like in Sweetwater County and stuff, and that the Sweetwater County commissioners were commenting on that lease, which includes us as a... Have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, I know what that's about.
I'm asking you to enlighten me there.
It has to do with the upcoming proposed leasing that BLM is proposing to lease. And I did talk to Cody concerning a compromise letter that Sweetwater County could agree to, but Sweetwater County was opposed to a general letter of support for leasing because of potential impacts to wildlife migration corridors in Sweetwater County, which I don't know if it could have included corridors here or not, but the way they finally worded the letter was to, for BLM to, once they knew where a proposed lease was going to occur, to sit down and have that discussion about whether or not it would in fact impact the wildlife migration corridor. So I left the door open to have that discussion without automatically opposing leasing of certain
sites. Do you feel the BLM's lumping these leases together for those reasons?
I don't think necessarily. I think they're being told from above to get some leases out there and get the leasing, and that's what they're doing. But if you read the Game and Fish's comments to that, they basically say the same thing, that we're not opposed to leasing, but we want to make sure that any impacts to migration corridors are talked about ahead of time and mitigated, which, you know, I'm okay with that. I think the industry is too. They just don't want to not be able to lease, just based on the idea that you might impact the corridor. Okay. So I think they've got that resolved. At least the letter I saw looked like it did.
Let's remain with our CLG then and move forward.
Okay, so that's pretty much all I have for the general fund. We'll have, this form is behind. I have a broadband account in the general fund to be able to manage the CTC account or a contract. But my understanding was that the reserve should stay in the communications budget.
Yeah.
So and we don't know what we'll be adding to that till you get through.
Until I get towards the end of budget, after I get everything else done. The only other questions I've got is, we had quite a discussion about the road and bridge projects and how you want those shown. Right now there's a $5 million item in the road and bridge budget, with maybe only about $1.8 million supported for that, which is the chip seal, crack seal stuff bid that we've got out there. We do have all of our equipment paid for. That we committed, remember, we committed to equipment in December, and we've been billed for all of that stuff. So it's out. It should be out with this budget, and I won't have to move anything forward on it. So,
yeah. You know, if if we decided to just go with what we've decided to do, then you could take that extra $3 million and put it into our reserves and let it make money someplace else.
Well, that's probably the discussion you need to have, like right now, what you want me to do with the money. I know that when we do the state of the county, which, you know, you guys want to make sure that we put the operating budget and we put the projects. I think we should put the equipment out too. Equipment purchase, projects,
break all
operating.
Three of those out.
Break them out in three pieces.
That's a good idea.
So that you can see that.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
So I think, well, Mr. Chairman, you know where I'm at. I think we need to move forward with paving that road, Meadowlark. And we need to let the people up there know we're moving forward. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and my opinion hasn't changed.
So. Waiting to hear from you, Matt.
I want to go take a tour. I want to go see it. And we looked at it a long time ago, but...
But there's still the question of the water project not being completed.
And they're saying pave up to that point. Mm-hmm. Then they said that they would pave from there out after the water project.
And that's what I'm not sure
that
of from where that...
Yeah, yeah. I still don't.
I want to hear that conversation. So
Billy's report was they would put the conduit in now or do whatever. Put that piece in and pave it now. And
my understanding is that the whole thing can happen because the water lines go down the outside of the right-of-way and the asphalt's in the middle, of course.
Right.
So... Like I said, my understanding is that there is some concern with just protecting the asphalt, but it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, that's not why I'm voting.
No, I know. That's all. I was just.
The decision you need from us now is whether or not to take the remainder of that money.
Put the money in the project's budget.
In the project's budget. And start moving forward with the plan. Would that project, if we decided to go ahead with it, would that take place this summer?
Probably not.
Probably not. So just wait till the next budget. It's not going to happen in this budget.
So I'm going to give my... I think that we need to continue with capital improvement programs. Completely, and I see that as one, but I'm going to remain pretty quiet on that because of my work environment.
I don't think you need to, because you aren't obligated by any means. You haven't accepted a bid or hadn't even gone out to bid or anything like that, so I don't think you need to worry too much about that.
So taking that into consideration, after listening to Billy this morning, discussions and the last couple of years, I think it should get moved forward on the books. And I know how you feel.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Not the first time.
I think one of the things I would
me
ask
either.
For
that it's Billy, been one of those days.
Billy has for us. As he said, it was the most traveled road in the county.
Yeah.
Right now. And I'd like to take another road and have the numbers so to be able, at least in my pocket, in my computer here, so I could show the numbers and this is why we're doing it. Yeah. Agree, disagree, whatever. But
right. 1,700 vehicles.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
And as far as the timeline, I guess I see it as a bit of a different project because... Subgrade's already there. All they have to do is blue top it and go.
Yeah, so they've got a lot of work already done.
The majority of them, because it went through the Class 2 program, and that Butch has done nothing but add gift the gravel to it.
Yeah.
So, in theory, if you was to move on the contract, there is a possibility it could happen, in my mind.
It could happen this year. Yeah.
Because all they have to do is blue top it, grade
it,
pave it. There's
and
not the whole construction getting it out.
Well, and there, I would imagine that they've probably got a lot of the plans already done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've already got all the pinpoints because they did this phase two or this
class two
point. So, I don't see it as I think if it was to kick off immediately, it's doable, but
sure.
That's just my two cents.
Just to play devil's advocate again, you pave another dang road, and you've got chip seal and crack seal and 2-inch overlays coming at you. Doesn't affect us right now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't affect us maybe within 8 years. But when that road goes to hell, it's a lot of money to fix it again.
Which road are you talking about?
Meadowlark Lane in Bargerville.
Is it Bargerville or
Barger? It's Barger Subdivision. High Country Subdivision or something like that.
It's, it's not politically correct to call it Bargerville.
It's Barger and Bargerville.
It actually goes through Tucson, too.
Yeah.
I think they call it Bargerville.
Mm-hmm.
They call it
there. Yeah, they call it Bargerville.
So there you have it.
So you have
three opinions. We're waiting on two more.
So the deal is this, you know, it's like, so we leave $2 million in and we take $3 million out, or we leave $5 million in,
right,
and you guys keep talking.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that's fine. You can leave the $5 million in for projects. Doesn't mean you have to do it.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what we did last year.
We did that with equipment.
Sure.
Last year. We left it in and then decided on what we were going to buy.
North Park, yeah. I have heard North Pineys
start. Yeah. You know, and I understand it costs a lot of money and a lot of man hours to keep up a dirt road. It does, but you can back off the level of maintenance on a dirt road. You can back off to what level you maintain it. You can't back off on a paved road. You can't back off on the level you maintain a paved road.
So if we took the money,
service that.
we're not realistically going to do this project this year at all.
What's that?
We're not going to do this realistically. Do.
It's a valid question.
It could happen.
I think if we pulled the trigger, it could happen.
I mean, if we told him today,
I think they would get moving on it.
I mean, that would affect your decision to pull $3 million out and put it into reserve.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to do that if we thought they were going to move forward on
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, I see that as
Not knowing, I guess. And I'm not sure I made up my mind, but not knowing, I just assume leave the $5 million in there.
Leave it in the, yes.
In the construction account.
Yeah. And have a serious conversation with Billy and Butch between now and the next meeting.
It better be quick.
Yeah. It better be next week.
Because for you, you have to know.
You need to be quick.
I need to, my drop dead, the date's going to be the 3rd of July. So, and the sooner the better.
I know what that road's like, so I don't need to look at it. You go up there and just pull over to the side and get out. You got to wait to get the door open on your vehicle.
Well, and I think that
there's more traffic at times on that than there is on 191.
I've been in there in the last 4 years grading the upper part of the subdivision, and it's crazy.
There's a lot of traffic.
And they're doing mag on their end now because they can't get it to hold up without mag and water and all of it, too. So
they've
stepped up their maintenance program also.
I mean, it's kind of like when you guys decided to pave Paradise, you know, we had a roller and
we couldn't keep up with somebody
down there full time.
Well, it was
just taking care of the
too.
Room. Yeah, and it was a hazard.
Because I was every twice a day, and it was.
But it was like you had to have maintenance on it all the time, so to keep it safe. But
yep,
let's leave the 5-inch. Okay, here we go.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in. What else you having heartburn about? Because my heartburn
for maintaining roads in every subdivision, are you?
I hope not. But this is a county road.
This is a county road.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yes, it is.
Way to go, Andy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I don't know that I have heartburn about anything else. We've decided what we're doing with wages.
There was one question we were supposed to think about. I don't recall what it was.
That was probably for the
it was for the department heads.
Yeah, I think, didn't we hammer that out?
Yeah, we did. So what we did is we pulled it up.
We did.
Yeah, we pulled it up.
That's right.
To match the undersheriff.
Yeah, match the undersheriff.
Okay. I just couldn't remember what
that was. With the exception of the two.
Yep.
And not going to elected.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Do they know that?
No.
Nope.
They
nope.
I don't think anybody knows anything.
No. Mm-mm. There's been a lot of questions.
Been lots of questions.
I've been answering it with you should be happy.
Said a word. Well, and the other part of it is that that's tough because, you know, until we get to the very, very end.
It's not finalized.
It's not, yeah. I mean, we could get to the very end and we could be like.
Nobody gets anything.
Well, we could be sitting, you know, and I've been in that shoe where you're
we
sitting here.
An NOVC.
We could, well, yeah, or we get to the very end and we're going like, oh my God, you know, something's come up that we've got to do. Or whatever, and it's like, just
I don't foresee
let's just wait. Let's just wait till
we
get there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Early on in our term, my term beginning, you mentioned squaring up with John McCain's firm.
Oh, McKinley.
McKinley, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to address that in this budget because you will be gone, or you got that taken care of? Or where are we with that?
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Which means you're running out of time, girl.
Yeah, we're running out of time. I don't know. We could bring that discussion back up again with them.
I just don't want, I think I would like to get that taken care of.
Don't need
you're
surprises.
Here with your fear.
Yeah.
Because after you're gone, we won't know whether.
What's valid or.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Asking you if you address that.
I think I was the only one here when that agreement was made.
Yeah.
Way before my time.
Well, and you know, and the last time we started to negotiate that, then something came up in the legislature or whatever, and he pushed it out. So now let's wait, you know. But I don't think we've got anything out there flying.
That's been a way better deal than CLG. I would like to keep that deal going.
That's a good deal.
Well, we have him. I mean, we.
Oh, I know we do.
Yeah, we've got him under retainer.
Oh, I know we do.
We've got him. Yeah.
He's very critical to the operation out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I had to laugh because the other day when we talked to him, he's just like, well, he says, now, Mary, he says, you know, you got that money, you know, and on and on. I'm going, oh, so I wonder where you got a copy of the Great Big Budget at, you know? Because he does. He knows everything that's going on. And, but yeah, he's handy to have around.
Yes.
I'm just throwing these out.
Throw them out.
The, PEP lease thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do we need to have John look at that? Because without that part of the lease, then PEP can't move forward with any of the drilling. Do we sign a, what? Is there piece of paper that voids or us
it's
from
mineral
that?
Rights is what it is.
Well, I know it's for mineral rights, but if they don't have all the
they're saying they want tied, all the players
tied together,
to participate.
Because how do you determine? You know. So I'm just wondering if we have John look at that.
Well, we can
and
sure
advise
have,
us.
We can sure have John take a look at it. But still, I still think. It's just a kind of a slippery slope.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
County entity.
But how do we let PEP move forward with their business?
Right. Understand.
And not do conflict.
Yeah. Ours? There's that's just involving one site that involves us, too.
Right.
There's plenty of places to drill.
So I guess I envision it different when they're directional drilling from clear across the river.
Right.
And they got to have all the mineral right holders signed off. They can't leave one vacant because
chances are they will.
They're
going to
suck it dry
them.
Anyhow.
Yeah, they'll be underneath them.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
I just don't want to hold them up. Is my thoughts.
Yeah.
But I take your thoughts into consideration. Also,
yeah, I don't know if they have everybody else on board.
I don't have any idea.
We don't know if they have anybody else on board.
Don't either. I was just throwing
us.
Out there that maybe John.
I think once again we
wait and be the last people to see if we're
okay.
Yeah, the last ones to.
I just didn't want to hold them up on moving forward with their business plans.
I wouldn't object to having John look into it. And maybe meet with him if he deems it appropriate to see how our interests could be safely protected.
Because if they're pulling, let me see, Pearl Creek County Shop. Yeah, I don't know that answer.
I don't know that much about it, really.
I can't speak for either entity. That's just how I envision it.
And in talking to Matt, he said that he can't see anyway how we would be legally liable for any of that stuff. It's still just a matter of this is a county-owned entity. Supposedly, every person in the county has a vested interest in this.
So I think you took my point is I don't want to hold them up because they're one of our biggest taxpayers. And if we're slowing down the production of one whole zone, that's not in our best interest.
Well, I understand that. Nothing wrong with having John take a look at it.
Or bounce it off of him. Maybe he'd say, don't do it. Might be that simple.
Yeah.
Well, that needs to probably go through Dennis. Dennis is the one that keeps approaching this.
And that's because they're a neighbor to the whole project.
What's that?
His family's involved neighbor.
Oh, they are so neighbors.
They bought all the existing PEP property.
That's right. They're neighbors.
So they would be one of the existing...
Everything that QEP owned that was the meadow... How many acres was that?
A couple hundred.
Everything that QEP owned when PEP bought it, remember the split we did?
That they split out the offices.
Yeah,
and the
rest.
Yeah.
That Dennis's family bought. Just recently.
Yeah.
Down on the river bottom.
Yeah, all
the old building.
Ties in clear over to our county gravel pit, I believe, and
Sylvia Richards.
Yeah. All the way over to the New Fork. Oh, the road over by the S Corners.
I can send it to John if you want me to.
I think just
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and send it to him. See what he says.
I'm done now, Dandy.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah.
I just don't want to be the one to hold up on the major income of the county also.
Yeah. Well, I'm still not sure how much they're going to gain. Go ahead.
Are you
going to,
I guess, assume that's direct, Mary, to talk to Matt with regards to the
lease?
Yeah.
You talk to Matt and get that lease drawn up, or just let him know.
Oh.
The healthcare district.
Like
what lease?
What lease? Yeah. I was thinking about those.
I was thinking what you're
talking about.
Yeah.
Different lease.
I was thinking.
It may be as simple as the motion you made because all we did was an extension.
That's true.
Right.
It might
that's
be
true.
That
we
easy.
Just did an extension
so we'll
with
see.
A
yeah,
dollar amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But Matt's got to present it to his colleague.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there.
Okay.
Shoot, I was going to ask you something else. So, should I forward the prevention stuff off to Stephanie?
I would.
Okay.
Because she's aware.
Yeah.
We've had conversations in the past about that direction. I think she's just looking for somebody to give, a formal thing of this is what we decided.
Well, and I think that's what's happening around the state today. Because from the email that I've gotten from the other clerks, everybody's going like, what are you doing with this? What are you doing with that? Well, they're pushing it all to public health.
Well, in one of my conversations with...
hospital. Or
with her, she's going to ask and get some help from Cassie in terms of being able to write that grant.
Right.
Because she's got experience
with that. She's got experience with that,
which needs to be done almost immediately, I guess.
As soon as we can, because if it's done, my understanding, if it's done by the end of July...
And you've signed a contract, then you get reimbursed for July.
Then you'll get reimbursed for July, which in our case is going to be $12,000 or something.
Yeah, something.
No, not quite that much. $10,000. You said it was $115,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Mary?
Not that I know of. I have everything I think I need to go back to work.
Finish it out.
Okay. Let's do it.
Until next time.
Until
adjourned.
Next time.
I'll be out of country.
Until we meet again. Is that
you're
right?
Not going to be here just on about. July 3rd?
Oh, I'll be here. I'll be back on July 1st.
Is anybody inclined to go to the annual NACO summer conference? Because I don't know.
We're going to Sitka.
I'll be.
Oh, you're
going to
be gone.
I thought Andy was going.
Well, I said I would go if he needed me to.
Well, there's the invite right there.
But yeah, I
just
haven't
said.
Heard
he
that
just
I
said
was
you're
needed.
Going to. Yet. I don't even remember where it was.
Isn't it Nashville?
Nashville.
Nashville, isn't it?
It's in a fun place.
Is it?
I wish I could.
Is it? Is it